everyone, and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the 3-in-1 vibrating and tongue-licking masturbator male sex toy from Sohemi. All right, so this is one of those toys where it's like a male vibrator. So you know how a woman, it's just like a, sometimes it looks like a penis, sometimes it just looks like a whatever, and it vibrates, and the girl holds it against her clit, and it that's how she masturbates. What this is a vibrator that you put your penis in. However, usually there's like the part with the motor in it that vibrates, which is on this side, and this side is flexible. Like you can see, I can stretch this part out. So this part is flexible. That's for you to accommodate you. And this side is where the actual vibrator is. And the idea is you put your penis in here and it vibrates along your shaft and it feels really good. You don't even have to go in and out. I've seen toys like this. Like this one actually has like a rib texture. Most of the time, here, can you see that rib? See the rib texture? It might be hard. There you go. But now you can see it. So it's got a rib texture. So it'll feel good to go in and out, but you don't even have to. You basically just put this on your dick and it vibrates on your dick and it feels really good. Does it feel like sex? No, it doesn't feel like sex, but it feels good. I mean, it's like, you know, your penis doesn't vibrate, but girls like putting a vibrator against their clit. You know, it doesn't feel like sex, but it feels good. So that's the same thing with this. If you're looking for a toy that feels like sex, this isn't it. But if you're looking for a toy that feels good, that's what this is for. Some interesting features about this toy is, one, it's got a ring design. This allows you to either like, you know, put your thumb through it or your finger through it. Also, you could tie it to something. So if you want to make this like a hands-free device, you can just run something through this little hole, tie it to something, and then when you put your dick in it, whatever you tie it to will hold it in place, which is pretty cool. Now, the other thing, the main thing, at the bottom, it's going to be hard to see because like the light there. I see that red thing at the bottom. It may be hard to see. It's a little tongue. Now, it's not like a life-size tongue. It's like the size of like the tip of your pinky. But it flicks up and down. Let me show you what that looks like. So there's two buttons. Well, let me show you around the toy. This is the charge port. It has a very interesting kind of charger. It looks like, let me try to pick it up. It has like a little, I don't know how to describe it. It looks like a little, like a needle thing, but it pushes in and it has a magnet. And when it's plugged in, you'll see this light up. So, but it's held on by a magnet. It has like a retractable, almost like a needle thing. This toy is also completely waterproof. So that may be why the charger is the way it is. It's because this is, rather than put like a rubber gasket over it, it just has this weird charger. But I would be concerned about this because I've never seen a charger like this before, so it's probably proprietary. It may be hard to get a replacement if you lose it. Anyway, so there's a power button, and then there's the vibrating button. So let's turn on the power. All right, so let me see if you can see the, can I get a light down there? Is the tongue going? I don't think the tongue is going. Oh no, the tongue is going. So when you turn the power on, it makes the tongue vibrate, but it's actually kind of hard to see. Let me get a flashlight. Let me see if I can shine a flashlight to see the tongue. Oh my gosh, it's really hard to see. It's vibrating, but it may not look like it from your perspective. Let me cycle through. All right, so I mean, it's vibrating. You can kind of hear it, but it may be hard to see it. I don't think you can see it. You have to take my word for it, unfortunately. The tongue is vibrating. It's flicking back and forth. Well, it's, there you go. So I'm pushing, well, maybe you can't. So I'm putting my, you can see that the tip of this kind of pulsing. I'm putting my finger on the tongue and it's creating a little pulsing. You probably can't see that. I don't know if you can see that or not. Anyways, that's the tongue. So this other button controls the actual vibrator that's along the shaft. And it's a lot more powerful than that little tongue. Like the tongue feels interesting. The tongue's a nice bonus, but this is where it's at. So let me see if I can find out where the vibrator is. It's right here at the front. Is there a secondary one? No, it just feels like there's one. So it looks like there's this very powerful vibrator right here. So you put your dick in this, and you're going to feel the vibration. I mean, it's powerful. Here, I'll show you. So it's moving. It's moving and grooving. So it's got a really powerful vibrator, and you put your dick in the shaft, and you're going to feel the vibrations all throughout your dick. And then as you get towards the end, you're going to feel that tongue flicking against your dick. Now, the problem is that may feel good. It may not feel good. It kind of depends on how much you like getting just the tip. Because, you know, if you jam your dick in too much, this little tongue thing might actually poke your urethra, which isn't going to feel too good. So depending on what kind of attention you like on the tip of your dick, it may be, I don't want to say too intense, but it may be more annoying than pleasurable. So anyway, but the vibrator is where it's at. So, okay, okay, here's what it is on its highest setting. It's moving and grooving. So you can cycle the tongue settings with the top button. You can cycle the shaft vibrator with the bottom button. All right. And if you hold down the top button, it turns off the tongue. You gotta hold down the bottom button. So each button is independent. The top button controls the tongue. The bottom button controls the vibrator that goes along your shaft. And that's about it. So this is like, I've reviewed several toys similar to this, where they're basically male vibrators. You put your dick in it, you feel the vibrations, it feels really good. These are always a good time. I did notice that due to the ribbed texture, which not all these toys do, not all these toys have a ribbed texture, it did create kind of a vacuum effect. Because when your dick kind of gets stuffed into it as you get closer to the end, it kind of hugs it, and then it creates like an airtight seal, and then it creates a little bit of a vacuum, which was a pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting a vacuum effect. I'm not even sure if that was even intended. So you have the vacuum effect, you have the ribbed texture, which makes this feel better than most. It's got a very powerful vibrator, only one, unfortunately. I've used toys like this where there's like one vibrator here and one further up the shaft. This one just has the one vibrator, but it feels like a really big vibrator. It's very powerful. The tongue felt good, but depending on how much you like tip stimulation, it might be your thing, it might not be your thing. The ring was interesting. I mean, you can just hold it. It makes it easier to hold because you can put your thumb or your finger through it, or you could tie something through it to make it hands-free. That's, you know, it's there, it's a ring. You could put something through it, why not? You could hang it on your keys, have a nice little, like a key ring that's quite large, but you know, if you ever need a sex toy, you got one right there on your key ring. Anyway, one last thing, this toy came with this brush. I'm not 100% sure why. The thing about these toys is they're very easy to clean because they're so rigid. You literally can just go to the bathroom, fill it up with water, dump it out like a cup. Now, maybe because of the little tongue, maybe they're concerned like something could get stuck underneath the tongue, and that's what this little brush is for. This is basically like a straw cleaning brush. So if you use like a reusable metal straws or something, you can use this brush to clean the straws. But it comes with this, I guess, to clean around the tongue, which I didn't really have a problem with. You should be using water-soluble lube. This is made of silicone. Don't use waifu goo with this. This is made for water-based lubes, and that should rinse right out. You shouldn't really need a brush, but it does come with a little brush for whatever reason. So you get a nice, fun brush. You also get a small bottle of lube, but it's whatever. Anyway, that is the toy. It's pretty good. Now, it's a sub-$50 toy, which I think for a toy like this. Now, I've reviewed other toys like this. I consider them, I think $50 to $75 is a good price point. This one has a few extra features, like the little tongue, and, you know, it's got a little brush, it's got these little rings. So, yeah, I would say this is a good, solid $50 toy, maybe even a little bit more because of the additional features. And it's less than $50. It's $45.99, and I have a coupon code that'll save you a little bit more. So check out the website, check out Sohemi. This is already a good deal. It's sub $50. Use the coupon code to save even more. Get it for an even better price. if you're looking for a male vibrator. So these are a good deal. I'm a big fan of these toys. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Sohima, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.